You're listening to Policy Conversations on AIDS.gov. The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by guest writer Dr. Ronald Valdeseri, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Health Infectious Diseases at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and was originally posted on May 11, 2011. Last week, the Department of Health and Human Services' 12 Cities Project Steering Committee met with several community representatives to discuss the project and explore opportunities to encourage stronger cross-agency collaboration at the local level. Federal colleagues from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Health Resources and Services Administration, HIV/AIDS Bureau, HRSA Bureau of Primary Health Care, Department of Housing and Urban Development, Indian Health Services, National Institutes for Health, and the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration heard about the ongoing support for and optimism about the potential of the 12 Cities Project to improve HIV/AIDS outcomes. Certainly, the conversation was not without questions and concerns about ongoing challenges and the need for continued discussion and problem solving. A number of important observations were shared during the two-hour discussion, including the following. Support efforts in participating jurisdictions to engage diverse partners in more coordinated planning and service delivery. Community representatives recommended that HHS consider multi-agency calls and/or site visits with the participating jurisdictions. Not only would these inform our planning and next steps with first-hand interactions, but such engagement could also support the jurisdictions by helping to facilitate the local convening of various federally supported programs, including HIV prevention, care, and treatment, mental health and substance abuse, and others. Related to this, our partners suggested that consideration should be given to how continued education of local stakeholders can be supported by HHS agencies so that community planning groups, planning councils, care providers, state and local health departments, substance abuse and mental health program administrators, prevention grantees, and others can develop a fuller appreciation of the goals and intentions of the project, see how it relates to the broader goals of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy, and better understand the important roles that each of them can play in achieving improved HIV/AIDS outcomes. This should include efforts to better train our federal project officers about how the 12 Cities Project supports the National HIV/AIDS Strategy so that they can better advocate for the project with their grantees and be able to explain how success in the 12 cities can be used to inform comprehensive approaches to HIV/AIDS throughout the U.S. Consider quality indicators when assessing metrics. Some participants observed that as we seek opportunities to harmonize and streamline federal application, reporting, and other grant requirements, HHS should bear in mind that much data reported in current systems may support grant monitoring well, but may not necessarily indicate the quality of care. HHS was urged to consider how better measures of quality of care in HIV testing, linkage to HIV care and treatment, and maintenance in care could be integrated without overburdening grantees. Another suggestion was to be reasonable in expectations about time to implement the changes called for in the strategy. We heard cautions about the fact that some of the changes being advanced through the National HIV/AIDS Strategy will take time, perhaps as many as several funding cycles, to take root in communities. This is due in part to the time it will take for the changes to work their way through the systems, as well as the time and effort required to engage and educate existing and new partners. And lastly, share lessons learned in these jurisdictions often and widely. The steering committee was reminded that these changes can be supported and advanced by actively sharing models of enhanced HIV prevention planning and approaches to integration of HIV/AIDS prevention, care, and treatment activities from the 12 cities, as well as outcomes and lessons learned. This might include technical assistance and/or models of how to use evidence-based approaches to work through the changes called for when a community is assessing and rebalancing its HIV prevention and care activities portfolios to ensure that resources are intensified with populations and locations where HIV is concentrated and that they are utilizing the combination of interventions most likely to have impacts in reducing new infections, linking people to care, and promoting health equity. These thoughtful recommendations and perspectives provided the steering committee with much to consider as we continue to work with governmental and non-governmental partners to operationalize the National HIV/AIDS Strategy in these 12 jurisdictions and throughout the United States. For more information and continuing updates on policy surrounding HIV and AIDS, visit blog.aids.gov. And for more information on HIV and AIDS, visit aids.gov.